have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
I feel like Bruce Banner. I feel like Bruce Banner. Can't nobody stop me.
Hey, nobody stop me.
My plug got the answer.
Hey, my plug got the answer.
I know my guy got me.
Hey, I know my guy got me.
I'm unstoppable.
You can't stop what is meant to prosper.
Nah.
Got them hits like an LA Dodger.
Yeah.
God chose me, put me on the roster.
Yeah.
Chasing goals, I want Grammys and Oscars. Took some losses, but I'm still a winner. Been forgiven, but I'm still a sinner. Wanna see me fail, that won't happen though. I'm the front page in the centerfold. I can't be stopped, I got the power. My enemies looking real sour. Trying to hold me back like rush hour. All obstacles, I straight devour. No one's gonna stop me, I promise I don't play. You don't wanna whip me, I'm coming no delay. Hear a lot of talking no matter what he say. Turning up the hustle, I'm bringing a heat wave.
Say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me.
Host. I got the Holy Ghost, I do not need to boast.
Nah.
Strength within, release through the pen. Write about my sin, cause it inspires men. Humble with the talent, let him put me on high.
On
the
high.
Power that is in me can't be seen like Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi.
Overcome the look of fear and tell it bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Undefeated through the Lord, no I won't lie. Oh my, oh my, you don't wanna waste time. It'll fly by, fly by. Came into the game, it was all in vain. Switched up a frame, now I'm in my own lane.
Yeah.
Gotta see the vision, get a plan, make it clear. Pray and set the hustle on, I will appear. Never quit, stay the course, trust fate. Even when you think the dream is coming late.
Hey.
I've already had a lot of reasons I can throw in the towel, but the spirit living in me doesn't ever let me know how. Tired of all the rappers claiming what they're really not like, wow. I see a lot of foolery, not fooling me, I gotta call a foul. Can't be stopped, will not quit. I got goals, I'm gon' hit. Go so hard, I'm so lit. Mind on him, homie, that's it.
He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me.
Wrote this verse on the resurrection. Stepped on in, healed my infection. Since that day I've had your protection. No question about it, my best selection. Got the picture like panorama. All glory up to Hosanna. My fire lit, started going hammer. That's why I feel like Bruce Banner.
He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me.
Father God, King David said, though I make my bed in hell, you're with me. Father, I just want to say thank you for always being with me and for never letting me go.
He never let me go, never let me go. Even if I run from the sun, I say no. If I go, make my bed in hell, with me he'll be right there. And he never let me go, never let me go. Even if I ran from his plan, I say no. He reached down low, me up out of the dirt, and then he loved the way all of my hurt. See, he never let me
down in the South long time ago. I believe I must have been around 9 years old. That was the year I got saved. My fifth grade teacher, Mr. How Can I Pray? Jesus came to stay in my heart, and he led me into the light right out of the dark. Gave me a new start and a lease on life. Gave me a new name with fame and a wife. Gave me everything I was dreaming of. See, he's my heavenly father, and with me he's in love. And it's a shame over half of my life I was living in sin and giving in the strife. I was out at night drinking and using drugs, in the streets ducking the police. I was a thug, but because of his blood he had mercy on my...
Yes, yes, that was it. Right there, boy, that was hype right there. That got me in the mood. Wow. Welcome to another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre, and I'm telling you, this has been quite the week. But here we are again, by his grace, back for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. And you know what? I say it a lot. I say it all the time. I say it quite often. But you know what? I really do mean it this time. Not like I didn't mean it the last time. Or that time before the last time that I said was probably going to be at least close to the last time. I missed you guys. And I'm so glad you took out just a small amount of your time to share it with me for another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. And I must read the disclaimer to you because I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing it for you because you all need help. Something wrong with y'all. Yeah, y'all messed up. And here I am to clean up your mess by giving you helpful tips to make your life better, to help you see things clearly. All right? I pick out your mistakes, and then I help you correct them by giving you helpful advice. And I would be remiss if I didn't take this opportunity to thank and recognize the visionary, the woman of God, Ms. Kimmy Robinson in Elation Magazine, for giving me such a wonderful platform, which I use to help so many people. Yes, Elation Magazine, catch the wave, getting bigger and better every day, all right? Let's get right into it. This first segment, you all, is called, well, you ain't got to pay me back. The reason why I came up with this segment is because it's quite simply a segment that you should recognize when someone does something for you, especially me. If I do something for you, you ain't got to do something for me in return. You ain't got to pay me back. I'm doing it from the goodness of my heart. Okay? And because it's from my heart, I don't expect any payback. I just expect you to accept it. So that's why it's called, You Ain't Gonna Pay Me Back. And you don't. Again, it's from the heart, and I really do mean this. Number one, you ain't gonna pay me back. I broke in your house just to test your home security system. You ain't gonna pay me back. You're welcome. I got some good things, too. I found some good stuff. You got some really nice valuables. You're welcome. Number two, you ain't got to pay me back. Look here, I borrowed your car and drove all the gas out because I know you like to spend more time at home with your family. So you ain't got to pay me back. Yeah, go ahead and be with your family. Okay, y'all sit there with your tank on E. Number three, you ain't got to pay me back. See, I got you fired from your job so you could explore other opportunities. See, that job was holding you back. You was bigger than that job. You were so much better. You deserve more, okay? They had you using your hands and not your head. You're welcome. Now go get your unemployment. Number four, you ain't got to pay me back. Look, I've been going over your house every night you go to work to be with your wife because I know you worry about her being by herself. You ain't got to pay me back. Hey, man, it's just what I do, okay? You go ahead and keep on working that night shift. I'll make sure that she get tucked in. Number five, you ain't got to pay me back. See, I went to court and told on you. Oh, my goodness. So we both could go to prison. That way, you ain't got to worry about how I'm doing while I'm in jail. See, because you'd be right there with me. You ain't got to pay me back. Number six, you ain't got to pay me back. See, I beat the hell out of your bad kids so you don't have to worry about the state taking them out of your house. See, they can take them out of my house because they ain't my kids. You're welcome. You ain't got to pay me back. Number seven, you ain't got to pay me back. Look, I'm not going to pay you back the money I borrowed so that way you always have some money saved up. It's just drawing interest, so you'll never be broke. You ain't got to pay me back, because I'm not going to pay you back. You're welcome. This one right here, you ain't got to pay me back. I bust the windows out your house, because I know your AC is out. So you ain't got to pay me back. That's the only reason I broke the windows out. But I know your AC ain't working. You need some air circulating through there, some fresh air, some cool air. You're welcome. You ain't got to pay me back. Number nine, you ain't got to pay me back. See, I hide in the bushes. I do. I hide in the bushes at night and peek in your bedroom window to watch you and your wife because I know y'all like attention. And what a show it is. You ain't got to pay me back. Finally, number 10, you ain't got to pay me back. See, I claim your kids on my income tax because you say it takes a village. Hey, I'm a villager. And I'm rich. You ain't got to pay me back. You're welcome. That's what I do. I help people because I'm a helper. I'm not a herder. Now, this next segment. This is a segment that I call What White People Say Versus What Black People Say. See, we really are alike. We're just different. And when I say that, we are alike, but we do things differently. We're alike, but we look at things just a little differently. Be the same thing, but we just see it from a different perspective. Because God created us all equal. But this is just what white people say versus what black people say. Here we go. Number one, what white people say versus what black people say. Look here. This is what, when we get into the store, let mommy do all the shopping. What black people say? Look, when we get in this store, don't ask for nothing, don't touch nothing, don't look at nothing. See, it's the same, just different. What white people say versus what black people say. Number two, you can't go over to your friend's house and play because I don't trust his parents to make sure you are getting into things that may be harmful or dangerous to you. That's what white people say. This is what black people say. You can't go because I say it so. See, it's the same but a little different. What white people say versus what black people say. This is what white people say. Are you all ready to eat before you get prepared to go to sleep? This is what black people say. Look, y'all get in here and eat, okay, so y'all can get y'all butts in that bed. I ain't telling you no more, or else you're going to be at home. What white people say versus what black people say. White people say this. Please be still while I'm driving. Mommy needs to concentrate. What black people say. I bet you better not make me pull this doggone call. What white people say versus what black people say. White people say this. Well, let me discuss it with your father, and I may change my mind. This is what black people say. I don't care what the hell your daddy said. I said no. As a matter of fact, tell him, Walter, bring your buddies here. Why you tell that boy that? I'm sorry. I kind of went back in time. What white people say versus what black people say. White people say this. Oh, hey, be careful. You ran into my ankle with the shopping cart and that really hurt. This is what black people say. Ow! I told you what your dog on my run on my ankle is there. Come here before I yank your collar off. That's what white people say versus what black people say. See, it's the same. It's just a little different, y'all. The same. Just a little different. This next thing is called Make That Make Sense. I love this segment because you know what? It forces me to think outside the box, to look at people a little different, to try to see it through their eyes. See, a lot of people, I think, are just plainly stupid. But then I say, you know what? They ain't stupid. It just don't make sense to me. It makes sense to them. It just don't make sense to me. So I want to understand. That way, I'm not going around thinking, you're just an idiot. It don't make sense to me, but it makes sense to you. So help me understand you. Help me understand your stupidity. Make that make sense. Make it make sense. Number one, make that make sense. You got a library card, and you can't read. Well, I guess you can get on the internet. But then how are you going to know what the... Well, maybe it's a touch screen. Make that make sense. Number two, make that make sense. You homeless sleeping on a park bench. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. With an ADT security system sign right there on the front. Wait a minute, I don't understand that. See, so you're homeless. You sleep on a park bench, and right there in the ground, you got one of them ADP security system signs stuck right there. I don't understand that. First of all, how can somebody break into your house when your house is outside? Who breaks outside? How can you break into outside? It sounds stupid, but maybe it's not. I just don't understand it. Make that make sense. Number three, make that make sense. Lord Jesus. You get pulled over for suspicion of drinking and driving, but you refuse to take a field sobriety test because you haven't had the chance to study for it. Make that make sense. Why would you? Well, it is a test. And most of the times, yeah, you would want to be prepared for it. Make that make sense. Number four, make that make sense. You're trying to borrow some crack to smoke. You know what? How you going to borrow crack? You can't give it back once you just smoked it. Make that make sense. Now, that's just stupid. No, you can't borrow my crack. Get out of here. Number five, make that make sense. You got a boot on your car and the new Jordans on your feet. Make that make sense. See, you could have took the money that you paid for them Jordans and paid them tickets so you wouldn't have no boot on your car. Now you got a car that's sitting there while you're walking in the new Jordans. Make that make sense. Number six, make that make sense. You're applying for a manager's job at a liquor store and you're an alcoholic. Ooh. What? What? You're going to get yourself in all kind of trouble. I think that makes sense. You're wearing a wig with a toboggan on. You know what? Technically, you got on two hats. I make that make sense. Number eight, make that make sense. You invite a homeless person to go camping with you. You know what? They camping already. I would think they tired of camping. Make that make sense. Number nine, you filling out college applications and you ain't even got your GED. They ain't finna let you in no college. Maybe as a janitor. Wait a minute. You can't be a janitor because they're not going to hire you without a diploma or a GED. Make that make sense. Finally, number 10, make that make sense. You got a piggy bank full of IOUs. You owe yourself money. Come on, man. Make that make sense. That don't make no doggone sense. Quit playing, okay? Just next segment, and again, I just don't want to do nothing but be a help. I want to be a blessing by the terms. This is one of the staples of the Sunday with Nuts with Dre. It's called Out of Order. I tell you what. Ooh-wee. Out of order could be you. It could be a family member. Could be a friend. Could be a co-worker. Could be a stranger in the street. Somebody you see at your local grocery store, at the bank, or somebody you pass as you're walking to the park on a beautiful, sunny, yet somewhat cold day. I believe it's our duty and obligation to point out the things and people and situations that are out of order so we can help them do what? Get in order, okay? If you don't recognize any of these and any of the people you know, that's because all of them are you, and your life is completely and totally out of order. Do better. Be better so you can have better. All right? Here we go. If this is you, you out of order. If you claim you don't need a man, women, this is for you. If you claim you don't need a man for nothing, okay, you don't need, you independent, okay? You don't need a man to help you do nothing. But your brother got to come over to your house and kill that big spider in the corner. You out of order. I thought you don't need a man for nothing. If this is you, you show up out of order. If all your utilities are in your kids' names, so you out of order. You out of order. If this is you, you out of order. If your armpit hair is long enough to French braids, yeah, you show up out of order. If this is you, you out of order. If you write a bad check to cover a bad check, yeah, you bogus, and you out of order. If this is you, you out of order. Lord Jesus. If your feet smell bad, the people can smell them even with your shoes on, you out of order. Yeah, that's a problem. That's a problem. If this is you, you out of order. If you got a tattoo of all the men you've been with on your body, so much to the point where your new man ain't got nowhere to put his name, you out of order. If this is you, you sure enough out of order. If your chest hair got dandruff, yeah, you out of order. If this is you, you out of order. If you got your false teeth super glued in, yeah, you out of order. If this is you, you out of order. If you paint your teeth white with nail polish, just brush them. You're going to pour them in your mouth. Stop it. But you sure enough out of order. If this is you, you out of order. If you got a cigarette in your mouth and your driver's license picture, yeah, you sure enough out of order. That don't make no doggone sense. If this is you, you out of order. If you got gold teeth, not in your mouth, but in layaway, come on, come on. You sure enough out of order. If this is you, you sure enough out of order. If your breath is so bad, they won't even let you blow out the candles on your own birthday cake. Yeah, yeah. You out of order. You know what? I just want to be a blessing, not a curse. I love y'all. And that's the only reason I'm doing it. Because you know what? I just want y'all to be better. You're welcome. Oh, Jesus. This one right here, this segment is It Don't Matter If You're Black or White. I was inspired because I love that Michael Jackson song, It Don't Matter If You're Black or White. And you know what? It's true. Certain things, certain situations, it don't matter if you're black and white. It don't matter. It applies to anybody, no matter what color you are. Okay? Here it is. Number one, it don't matter if you're black or white. If your teeth yellow, then your breath is probably bad. It don't matter if you're black or white. I'm telling you, if you got yellow teeth, yeah, your breath is probably bad. Number two, it don't matter if you're black or white. You got a receding hairline. People refer to you as hair challenge. I don't care who you are, okay? And bald head. If this is you, it don't matter if you're black or white. People know you got bad credit. People will either lend you advice. It don't matter if you're black or white. Number four, it don't matter if you're black or white. You got bed bugs, sleeping on your couch will not fix or change that. It don't matter if you're black or white. Number five, it don't matter if you're black or white. You're a crackhead. It don't matter if you're black or white. Family members don't want you house sitting for them. It don't matter if you're black or white. Number six, you cut in line in front of me at Walmart, it don't matter if you're black or white. You're going to get beat the hell up. Believe that. It don't matter if you're black or white. Number seven, you in the youth choir at church twerking, it don't matter if you're black or white. You're going to hell. Number eight, it don't matter if you're black or white. If you write your dentist a bad check, it don't matter if you're black or white. You're going to get dirty teeth in your mouth. It really don't. It don't matter if you're black or white. Number nine, if you feeding raccoons, it don't matter if you're black or white. When you stop feeding them, they're going to show you, well, they really don't like you like that. It don't matter if you're black or white. Number 10, if you got body odor, it don't matter if you're black or white. And I promise, I guarantee you this one. Layers of clothes will not cover it up. You're still going to be stinking, okay? Finally, we come to the church announcement. And I'm telling you what, God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. You can check your watch. Every minute of the minute, every hour of the hour, every second of the second, God is always good. And he's an on-time God. He may not come when you call him, but he's right on time. So I invite you all, please, to join us as we worship and get our praise on. For we are the Jesus Take the Wheel, I Got the Gas, Baptist Church. We are small in number, but we are big in faith. Let me say it again. Y'all ain't him. I said we are small in number, but we are big in faith. The reason why I like to do the church announcement is because I want to make sure that everyone's kept abreast of what's going on within the body. That there's no saint left behind. Everyone's on one accord and on the same page. I like to do the church announcements for individuals that may not been able to attend the in-person services in the sanctuary or don't have access to the internet, so can't watch us as we stream live. But the sick and the shit it up here. Also, I'd like to do the church announcements for individuals that may have been in the sanctuary or may have been watching us as we stream live, but missed some parts or all of the announcements because, quite simply, they was busy doing stuff they shouldn't have been doing. First of all, let me tell you something. Brother Lamont and Brother Rashawn, don't let me look up and see y'all making out in the back of the sanctuary no more, okay? This ain't men on film, okay? It's going to be men on the floor stretched out with a boot in the back of their head. Don't come in here with that mess now. You want to show your affection, you can show your affection. But I tell you what you will do, you ain't going to show me your affection. Anyway, that's number one. Digger Flowers, please stop wearing that toupee and coming up front for prayer. Every time I touch it, it just creeps me out. And the thing moves. Nelson number two, Mother Jenkins, please, Lord, Mother Jenkins, if you're going to sit up front wearing a dress, please close your legs. Don't nobody want to see that. And hopefully it will keep them flies away from you. Oh, and please check the expiration date on your underwear because you smell spoiled. And that's number three. To whom it may concern, I'm the only one allowed to drink real wine during communion. Stay the hell away from my bull farm, okay? Somebody didn't drink almost a whole fourth of a bottle, okay? And that's my favorite kind. Strawberry, kiwi. Stay out of my bull farm, please. I need that just to deal with y'all sinners. Finally, we come to the part of the announcement that I always look forward to not looking for. And it is the building fund. As you know, the building fund offers us a little bit of everything. Drama, humor, horror, adventure, intrigue, mystery, horror. But most of all, unpredictability. As of today, the building fund has raised, and I quote, absolutely fill in the blank. Actually, you know what, me and the first lady are going to get in the car starting Tuesday, and we're going to do some drive-by slappings. We're going to lay hands on you in a special way. It ain't got nothing to do with God. We're going to take the next, we're going to take about 4 days during this upcoming week, and we honestly going to let the devil win, because we're going to fight some folks. We're coming to your house with that trouble. Well, thank you so much for joining me for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. Like I always like to do, I'm going to pray us out. So after all, here's about our eyes are closed, unless, of course, you're blind. And then it really don't matter. Seriously, really, for real. Oh, Lord, we thank you for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. We thank you for another opportunity to come together and fun, thinking, and fellowship. Thank you for making the way of the no way. Which way? That way. That other way. Thank you for opening doors that no man can shut. Hold that door. Thank you for being a doctor in the sick room. Which room is that? Man, wherever you were in the temperature at. Thank you for being a lawyer in the courtroom. Guilty, not guilty, mistrial. Wait a minute, hold up. He ain't even no real attorney. Well, most of all, we thank you for being God and God alone. Loving us more than we could ever love you or even ourselves. Now continue to bless us and keep us and continue to shield us and protect us. Wrap your arms around us and hold us close to your bosom, and we will be mindful to give you the honor, praise, and the glory. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. And you all have a great rest of your Sunday. I'll see you next week. I can't wait. Next Sunday, it's going to be more Nuts with more Dre. Yeah, because I'm a little hungry. I'm going to eat a little bite and put on just a little bit of weight. You guys take care. Be blessed and not stressed. And remember, if you don't love yourself, I love you. And even if I don't love you, I kind of like you. If I don't kind of like you, I probably ain't going to fool with you. Not that I wish nothing bad happened to you, but if something bad happened to you, you know, I'd probably be like, oh, okay. Hey, what's for dinner? I'm just playing. Y'all have a blessed night.
I stay riding with the rock, homie. Won't catch me slipping.
Nah. Underdog like a Rocky, but still a champion. I or the tiger, I'm getting stronger, yeah, it's evident. When my God with me, now who can stop me better yet? I ain't met a person yet. When the rock with me, come and flex. I just thought that you know. Come and kick it like you know. Gotta keep it with me, cause Ziggy have it like a sumo. Taking off like a Rocky, shooting farther than Pluto. My father the reason I do this, and Jesus the reason I do most. So all hell to King, your boy so clean. That's why I rock on, your pedal on the string. The beat stay bumping, the drummer stay drumming. My heart beat the different strokes, call it Mystic Drumming. And the new genres be summoning. That face mixed with that hip-hop, and I'm a tip-top position. No flip-flop and no pit-stop, cause I'm with the rock and he with me. No tip-top and no switches, there's a top back, there's a something. Cause he rides with it, you get it? Get it. When he with me, who's stopping? Underdog like a rock, taking off like a rock.
Taking off like a rock, me, 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 me